From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Saturday, Iraq's prime minister declined an offer from Turkey to take part in the battle to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State. Haider al-Abadi insisted that Iraqi, Kurdish, and other local forces will handle the battle and liberate Mosul and the rest of the territory with no problems, adding that if help is needed, we will ask for it from Turkey or from other regional countries. Speaking to reporters, Carter said the issue of a Turkish role in the Mosul fight was a difficult subject, and that al-Abadi said in the meeting he has had talks with the Turks and expected to have more. Carter told al-Abadi that the U.S. understands concerns about Iraqi sovereignty.
I also reaffirmed to you today the vital importance of every country operating with full respect for Iraqi sovereignty. That is the principle upon which the international coalition and everything that it does to in this country is 100% committed to.
Carter said the U.S. role is to work with partners in the coalition to try to resolve such matters and ensure that everyone is focused on fighting IS. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has proposed a 35% tax cut for middle-class Americans as he unveiled an outline of his plans for his first 100 days in the White House should he win the November 8th presidential election. Trump also promised to impose term limits on members of Congress, an act of freeze on federal hiring, and reduce federal regulations. This is VOA News.